Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yes. Put more air in the tires.
Don't overfill them.
Boy, if you don't put enough air in your tires, you end up wearing the outside of the tires out. And if you put too much air in, you're going to wear the inside, the center of the tire out. What? Yes. Not good, but you got to have air in the tires, don't you? Nitrogen, maybe? Welcome aboard. Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Again, thank you for being a part of the third hour. All of you charter members following along, I do appreciate that. Riding along, I should say. We have been on the track all day, and we just pulled it over for the pit area again. Yeah, we've got to have popcorn, don't we? We've got to pull into the pits every once in a while and put air in the tires. Yes, we got to have air in the tires. We got to have fuel. We did inject some more fuel into the fuel tank, so we're going to have a great third hour with you. Definitely take the mask off. Don't need the mask on. I know all of you. I think we're back. I don't think I know we're back. We're coming back with a vengeance. The rent a car lines are long. That means you're flying again. You're getting in the Airbus and you're going to and from, and that's what makes it happen. We are having a good time with that, and we are also, of course, a lot of stats came out this last week about, well, we're back burning fuel. Oh yeah, just got off the sit down chat with Paul Eisenstein talking about EVs. We're going to have Paul back on at a later date, and we're going to talk about that question I keep getting, and we never did get it answered, of course, about some of you have asked me through the email, which is here at Auto World. The address for the email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please share. Please share what you think, what your feelings are, your rant, your rave. Bring it on. I want to hear it. And I appreciate it, rant or a rave. I do not hold any opinions on your emails at any one point in time, and neither does our guest here on Auto World. We're here to help you. Have fun. What is Auto World for your first-time listeners, of course, is Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. And I do know that you have... Well, I do know for a fact you've been in the auto world this last week in your own car and truck, and I do know that you've had the oil change, maybe. Maybe you've had new tires put on. Maybe you've had those asbestos brakes removed and got new disc brake pads on it. And for you guys and gals that got the old cars with brake shoes, riveted or bonded, what's the difference? Bonded is bonded with glue. The others are riveted on. Boy, have times changed. I'm talking some mechanical argon jargon. And that's what you got to be careful of. Mechanic, Largan jargon talk. You don't understand it, that's why you're listening. And I appreciate you listening. Taking your time out of your busy life to pull your butt over to your seat to sit down and listen. Thank you. I'm serious about that. I really am. It makes me, I got goosebumps in my arm just talking about you being with me and enjoying the show. Thank you very much. Well, this third hour, we're going to have a lot of fun, definitely. The hooligans are back in. What? Yeah, we're going to get to the hooligans. And I changed that up a little bit because I can. Well, it's all about Auto World, okay? So it has something to do with the hooligans. I don't know. Do you know the hooligans? And I also have some new colors coming your way. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And this is kind of unique. We're sitting here, of course, in today's world, and you know what year it is. Sometimes I don't like to talk about dates, but this one means everything to all of us. They, when I say they, you're going to find out who they are. But the price stayed at the same price as the 2018s. Oh, isn't that a good feeling? Finally. And if we get time, of course, we might do this, get to it. Why not? Maybe, like I said, if we have time. Drive for a cure. 75 days? What's that all about? I don't know. But, again, I've been sharing with you. This is something that's kind of unique and fun. Why not share it with you? You've got to know and keep up to date when it comes to the auto world that you're living in. The 2021 World Car of the Year. Oh, yes, 2021 World Car of the Year. I shared with you the first hour. Of course, we're going to get to the winner and find out who the winner is of the World Car of the Year. But let's share with you some of the other cars that could be their finalists. So, I don't know, maybe they did win. We're going to find out here at the end of this third hour. BMW 4 Series is a finalist running up against the Audi A3, running up against the Kia Sorento. What? Now, wait a minute. This is the 2021 World Car of the Year. Yes, I am saying that the Honda E is running up against the Toyota. And I am also saying that the Toyota is running up against the A3. Did I just mention that the BMW 4 Series is also up against the Kia? The Kia Sorento. And there's more here we're going to talk about a little bit here in a little bit. But yes, they're all running up against each other in the competition for the World Car of the Year. Now, what does this all mean? Are you driving the World Car of the Year? Good question, huh? Do you want to own the World Car of the Year? What made them? What put them where they're at on the list? We're going to talk a little bit more about that throughout the third hour. But most of all, folks, you're the star of the show. I want you to be involved. I want you to become a charter member. And how to do that? Don't be bashful. Grab that cell phone. Grab that landline. It's your microphone. Call me right here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. And you can reach me at Facebook Messenger. How do I do that? Well, you go over to the Facebook side and you look for Mark Evans. Mark with a K. And you'll find me there sitting behind a microphone, and I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage studio there, and you'll see a yellow car behind me, and also, that's how you Facebook message me, but also, please, I welcome all of you over there, free invitation, no cost to it, unless you want to leave your Visa number, I welcome all of you over to Auto World Radio, and you will have some laughs, and you go, you'll scratch your head, and you'll say, huh? Did they actually did a car ad like that? That's what it's all about. A little housekeeping. Go over to, that's right, my Instagram account, Auto World Media. And with that, you'll see a very, well, brand new EV from Mercedes-Benz sitting there. And if you did miss the second hour interview here this week, no problemo. You can go to Auto Google. Just Google it, Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast right on the top. And thanks to... oh, yeah, General Motor George keeps the wheels. He's a chief engineer here. He keeps me wired, of course. He's in the house. Keeps that Auto World podcast rocking and rolling. So you can always go back and listen to the previous Auto World shows from way back when. And that's what it's all about. We hope to teach you something. We hope to learn from you, of course. Here on Auto World, that's the main thing. I've always said that two heads are better than one. And when it comes to the auto repair side and going into the body shops, going into the auto repair facilities, going into the tire shops, even if you own an electric car, you do have rubber tires on it, and you're going to end up at the tire shop. Do you really care if they're ASE certified? What's that stand for? Automotive Service Excellence. A little blue star with the ASE on it, and they should be the shop. Tire shop, glass shop, detail shop, repair shop, body shop. See, there's a lot of people, a lot of divisions in your car. Upholstery shop. They all should be flying that flag called Blue Star, ASE, period. And if you see that, welcome them into your life and start paying them the price it takes to make things happen for you. Because they know what they're doing. That's the key to it all. Here on the third hour, we're going to have a lot of fun with you, and I welcome you aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio. We'll be right back after a short, well, some secret sauce from our sponsors and your local sponsors, too, from our great affiliates. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
But the thing that looks so bad is I got a Galaxy 500.
Thank you.
Yeah. In the evening, if you look up, you will see the galaxy. The stars, the galaxy is there. But do you have a Galaxy 500? Oh, yeah. The dark green, I loved them. Oh, yeah. And the Ford Granadas. I mean, the Ford Granadas. There's a few of them out there, and hey, there's nothing wrong with them, especially that 302 with the two-barrel. Man, you'd neutral drop that Ford Granada, and it just spins that right rear tire. Hey, welcome back to Auto World with smoke of tires burning. Woo! Usually I have popcorn with butter smell, but today it's smoke and tires burning. That's what I'm talking about. Horsepower off a gasoline engine. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. More power. Well, it's time. The hooligans. No, it's not the hooligans. We were going to talk about the hooligans here on Auto World, but I kind of changed it up a little bit because we like to have fun here on Auto World. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, where, in fact, sometimes we take the grease gun and just hit the trigger and let grease go all over the place. Not. That's a mess to clean up. But sometimes when I do put that grease gun on that Zerk on your car, it kind of doesn't really go in, and I've got grease in my face. And that's what I'm talking about. Getting back to that ASC Blue Star. How old are they? Take a look at their age. If they're old like me with snow on the roof, you know what I'm talking about. They've been there, done that. That means that they have not. Yes, they have. They have missed the Zerk with the grease gun. The grease didn't get in. But they know how to make that grease go in because they've already had that accident. They've heard that noise. They know that the right rear spindle bearing noise is what it is. What it is what it is. Let's get it fixed. So look for the ASC Certified Star, Automotive Service Excellence, no matter where you go. In any division of that car that you're driving, even if it's an electric, you got to go in sooner or later and get something fixed. Oh, anyway, back to the hooligans. It's not hooligan, it's Hoonigan. Hoonigan, Ken Block. Has any of you ever watched a Ken Block movie? On YouTube or anywhere else on the social network that we live on today, .com, called the Internet. Ken Block and Subaru, they're back. Yeah, that's right, Ken Block. He's a professional car racer and a drifter. And he's been involved. He's got in his office, in his little garage. Of course, it's not that little, but okay, he's got a lot of horses in his stalls there in the barn. Called cars, Fords, etc., but he's back. Racing Division, Hooligan, if I say it right, Racing Division, and Ken Block today announced the return of the International Rally Star to Subaru WRX STI for the first time, folks, since 2009. Back in that day, of course, Ken was in that Subaru, and he did an American Rally, and he did real well with Subaru. I got to ask myself, Subaru. Some of you might understand Subaru. You know that the Outback's out there, the Legacy's back out there. You own them, you drive them, and you like them. Or do you like them? Pancake engine, aluminum. I've owned them. I've had them. Don't have any now. But yes, I actually had a four-door. This was back when Subaru had vinyl upholstery. Yeah, I said it, vinyl. Yeah. They've changed, folks. They've changed in a big, big way. And now Subaru's changed in the aspect of, as you know, if you do own one, and you probably do, and it has a lot of miles on it. Well, Ken Block, if you own a Subaru, if you're thinking about buying a Subaru, check out, and all of you check out, Ken Block. Ken Block, B-L-O-C-K, and some of his drift videos. I do know that it's a good thing. Let's give him a round of applause here. That he's back with Subaru, and some of you might wonder, wait a minute, I own an Outback, Mark, and this Outback, I got the go pedal all the way down going up the hill, and it just isn't going, and I hear a lot of pinging, and the temperature gauge looks like a going the wrong direction. The fuel gauge is going to the left, and temperature gauge is going to the right, and, well, what the heck's going on? How can he possibly race a Subaru? It's a WRX STI, and you know what's on it. Turbochargers. Oh, yeah, he might not even run the same fuel that we buy at the pump. I know he does not, but the thing is, it's the same motor. They've just hopped it up some, using hot rod parts. Now, the WRX is the main key, three letters, and, of course, the STI. Yeah, that's what makes this bad boy move. And so, I can't hardly wait. I'm glad that Ken's back in the Subaru and has teamed up with him. And it's something, again, like I said on the first hour here in Our World, is that if you race on Saturday and Sunday, they sell on Monday. Just remember one thing. Ken Block is going to push that Subaru to its limits, pushing that car sideways. In fact, you'll love this. Go ahead and Google his little drift that he did with a, I won't spoil it, but it's a car, because we are auto world. It's a car he's in, on an aircraft carrier. And the one I literally loved is going down the streets of San Francisco. God, it's nuts how he can control a car, drifting it. And what, for you folks that don't know what the drifting means, that means he's basically spinning the back tires and making them come out of control as if he was on ice. And if he's on ice, then what happens? It slides, and that's what he does. He's a slider of the slidees. Is that the way to say it? Oh, yeah, coming up here on Auto World, this third hour of Auto World, the 2021 World Car of the Year. I've shared some of the finalists with you, of course. Here's one. No, wait a minute. The Volkswagen ID4. We're talking about that car with Paul Eisenstein. It's an electric. And, of course, so the Honda E is one of the finalists also. The BMW 2 Series, the Grand Coupe. The Grand Coupe is another finalist that we're going to talk about, and I will share with you the winner of the 2021 World Car of the Year Award, that how they got it, how they won, and all that. But most of all, have you ever really thought about the color of your car? Has it ever bothered you? Or did you buy that car because of the color? And then you're saying, wait a minute, don't ever buy a black car because it's always looking dirty, Mark. Buy a white car. Is that the truth? Yeah, I think it is. So the darker the color you have, the dirtier it looks, and that's where I come in, because I've got some cleaning products for you, of course, here on Auto World. I always like to give out gifts, of course, to each and every one of my emailers and callers. And with that said, here's the phone number to be a part of Auto World here on the third hour, 855-660-4261. I do accept Facebook Messenger, so go for it. Look for Mark Evans under the Facebook word. I'm sitting behind the microphone, can't beat it. And you can friend me on Facebook. A lot of you do each and every week. I'm almost to the limit. That's okay. Let's max this Facebook out and limit it, and get as much as we can. And I'd like to share with you. I did put a picture up of a Mercedes-Benz S model, all electric. Oh yeah. When we come back, what am I talking about with these new colors? Well, we're gonna let you know what color is the best. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that would allow the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVIShield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B.1.617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. And Indonesia's Navy announced Sunday that all 53 crew members aboard a missing submarine are dead. Officials say that the wreckage of the vessel was found by a diving robot under nearly 3,000 feet of water off the island of Bali. The cause of the sub sinking is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. Again, that's 800-990-3125.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I was too busy listening to the music, and I drove this bad boy, took the curb feelers right off of it. We hit the curb. Okay, let's pull away. No curb feelers anymore. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, with no curb feelers. I hate it when that happens. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage studio this week. I'm sitting back in my Dodge Viper chair. I was back in, well, what can I say? The cushion fits my buns because I've been sitting in it forever, my whole entire life. It's an old Viper chair, but why not, huh? Well, folks, it's ask yourself this question. A car that is 16 and a half feet long. Oh, yeah. 16 and a half feet long. Back in 1959, the Chrysler, it's as big as a whale. See, that's some of the... Man, I think about that. Do you drive a whale? How big is it? Well, some of you might. My daughter has a Chevy Suburban. Maybe you might have one. You might have a Ford Expedition. Hey, why not? That Hummer that Paul Eisenstein was talking about earlier? Oh, 1,000 horsepower. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Talking about horsepower, let's get to it. The colors. The colors. Listen up. Listen up. You might have one. You might be thinking about ordering one of these type of cars. Oh, yeah. It's the 2022 Chevrolet Corvette. We'll be offering three new colors, folks. Amplify Orange, Caffeine, and Hypersonic Gray. Which one's your favorite? Amplified Orange? Caffeine? Or Hypersonic Gray? The mid-engine C8 Corvette is powered by a 490-horsepower 6.2-liter V8.
Oh, yeah, more power.
Orders for the 2022 model will be opening early here in July with three of those new colors. Gosh, I can't believe a Hypersonic Gray. That might be my favorite. Chevrolet also added two new interior color choices, Red Mist and Silver Flare, to the mid-engine C8 Corvette for the 2021 model year. And, well, it's $1,000 more money, so you're going to have to get some more coin out. Sorry about that. But, hey, it's not my problem. It's theirs. It's theirs, not yours either. You should ask them to lower the price when you go and negotiate. That's what it's all about. Well, it's, of course, the three new colors for 2022. That's a lot of 2-2-2-2s. 2-0-2-2-2. That's 2022. It's the third model year with the engine mounted behind the cockpit, folks. It's called a mid-engine. Three new color choices are Amplified Orange, of course, Caffeine. Ooh, what's the Caffeine look like? Okay, since you asked, I'll tell. It is literally looking like a brown Caffeine. So if you're grinding your own coffee beans, you know what those beans look like.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the... What they call them, the espresso beans? Oh, those get you going. Anyway, it's kind of a root beer brown, dark brown, light brown, all mixed together to make it look like Caffeine. That's the best way to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they also include the standard Apple CarPlay in that Corvette. Back in the day, the Corvette was kind of like the original one was all solid metal. The steering wheel was big as a tractor wheel, John Deere tractor wheel. When you drove the thing, no power steering, no power brakes. You really had to use your right leg or your left leg or both legs to get the thing to stop. I mean, things have changed. I mean, this is a brand new Corvette, mid-engine, behind you.
Oh, the rumble in my butt. I can feel it now.
I might have to talk somebody out of some Corvette seats. 490 horsepower. Now, what's that all mean? We were talking with Paul as he signed the second hour here on Auto World this week about how fast these electric cars are going. Okay, so you've got the 6.2-liter V8 in this brand new mid-engine Corvette produces 490 horsepower and 470 pound-feet of torque. It's actually being sent to the rear wheels, folks. An 8-speed dual-clutch automatic gearbox. And here's the test. It launched to 60 miles an hour in 2.8 seconds. On its way to 11.2 second quarter mile at 122 miles an hour. All right. Everybody's asking how much. Well, Mecum here this last weekend. The weekends before and the weekends before, because I believe Mecum, Dana Mecum, has got an auction going every weekend. These new mid-engine Corvettes are hitting at the auction like right around $100,000. And I know the starting price of them were right around $61,000, $62,000. And now the folks are selling them with very low miles on them for about $100,000. But overall, I just wanted to share with you the colors. You are driving a white, maybe a silver, maybe an orange. Are you driving a Jeep Wrangler that has that wild green on it? You can't. I really think that the insurance companies are making out big time here. Why do I say that? Because if you're driving a fluorescent green Jeep Wrangler, two or four door, doesn't matter, but I like the four doors better. If you're driving that fluorescent green around, folks, no one's going to hit you. You're never going to meet anybody by accident because you can see it coming. There you go. So you got to pay insurance because it's the state law wherever you're living. I'm sure there's state law here in Idaho. You Boise, I'm where I'm broadcasting live. You have to have insurance on your vehicle. So the brighter you are, as my picture on Facebook shows, that yellow coupe behind me, banana yellow. Well, that's a little bit more of a Pinzel yellow because Pinzel wanted it in a car show a long time ago in a day. And the car show and said, "Will you represent the product of Pennzoil and high mileage engine formula?" And we did. We painted the car yellow. So, yeah, they see me coming. I don't get any. I don't get anybody hitting me or bumping me by accident, of course. But that's what it's all about: is not getting in an accident, being safe. That's what it's all about. So the brighter the color, the best, huh? Back in the day, about 4 years ago, the report showed that silver or light gray was the number one color for automobiles, trucks, cars. No, I'm not including rototillers in there or snowmobiles or dirt bikes. I'm talking about trucks or cars here. This segment of Auto World, but light gray silver was the number one, and then white was second, and then black and red was at the bottom of the list. And I really do believe that, you are the folks that were voting on that, by the way. Some of you did. And you drive them, you own them, and you know how many times are you at the car wash getting it? You're driving it through the automatic car wash and having those brushes, of course, giving you a full scratch job, kind of like what's on the DeLorean, you know, stainless steel. It looks just looks like it's scratched all the time. Don't go through one of those. My hair on my back, my neck's getting raised up right now because you're going through the brush stroke car wash. No. And, of course, you got to be careful because we have touchless today. We have quite a few of these here in Boise. And this touchless has, in order to get the dirt off that you have on your car, how much dirt do you have on it? And, of course, it has a touchless sandblaster, literally pushing water out the end of these nozzles, sandblasting your paint off. So, anyway, let's get back to what is the best color reported for 2020. So it's a year old. I don't get the report until the end of the year. But silver. Let's give you a hand, the people that have silver and light gray. Number one on the list. Black's last. Followed up with red. Red's got a pigment in it, folks. That there's oil in your paint, and red has pigment in it and has oil in it. It opens the pores up and it allows dirt and oxidization. Big word. I don't know if I said it right. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But it lets that sun come in and cook you. And, of course, always remember tree sap. Oh, yeah, somebody's painting their house next door. There's that overspray. Woohoo! Go to the sandblaster and get it off. I'm Mark Evans right here from the Auto World Plaza with more popcorn to come.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Steering wheel and let those good times roll, folks. Hey, good to have you return and come back to Auto World each and every hour and every single week. I do appreciate it. It's an honor to be here. Very proud to have you join me each and every week. I say honored to sit behind the microphone, get away from the wrenches, but I still have one wrench in my hand right here. Over, I got to be careful because my greasy garage studio glass top desk here is glass. I love glass. It's easy to clean. That's what it's about. I don't take the sandblaster to it. Anyway, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week, and returning back to it. Oh, I do appreciate it. With that, I've got to just keep telling you that you need to be a part of the show through emails, of course, and the phone number. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN mixer machine. Oh, yeah. It's a big bad boy, 28 feet long, 30 feet wide. He's hanging above it to take your call. Use that telephone as a microphone, and I want to hear your rant or rave, the news, the fun of what's happened to you this last week in Auto World's, your Auto World. Bring it to my Auto World, which is your Auto World. Again, do it. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, if you enjoy the show, let me know. Absolutely. If you don't like the show, let me know too, good or bad. And let your local radio station know that you enjoy it and you might want another hour of Auto World. I do, and tip my hat and salute you for that. Just call them and tell them that, because I've had some emails come in, of course, to all of you, our great stars of the show, which is our listeners, to say, I only get the first 2 hours, I don't get the third hour, and I have to carry on to listen to the third hour, or the same thing, I get only the second hour, I have to listen to you, Mark, on the first and second hour, first and third hour, etc., on GCNLive.com. So there's my plug, GCNLive.com, folks. Do it. You can always stay in touch. But call your radio station, please. Great affiliates out there taking the show. I wouldn't be here without them. And that's what it's all about. With that said, it's time now to go to, well, before we go to the email bag, what? Got a little trivia. Very unique brand. Maybe you own one. Pontiac. Back in 1965. Good year. 1965. Pontiac introduces the GOAT, the GTO, the first muscle car they said. It was back in that day. The car and the song, My Little GTO, by Ronnie and the Daytonas, become an instant hit. You know, I bet if when Ronnie and the Daytonas, that group, back in 1965, started singing that song, somebody had to sit down and write the song, put the words to the music, get the guitars and strumming, My Little GTO, and then bam. Or did they have a deal with Pontiac General Motors to do that song to get some cars sold? I don't know, but all with that said, GTOs are awesome. I don't own one. I'd love to have one. Hopefully you've got one. Okay, it's time to go to the email bag. We got a couple minutes left here on the show. Let me grab my email bag. This thing is getting big. Sorry, I should have got to more emails this hour. Okay, here's one I can read on the air. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is my email address, and here is this email. It looks like, yes, I can read it. Thanks for being here for us, Mark. Well, thank you for being here. For me, as we return it, but thank you. I do appreciate that. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Well, welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio. Help, my Jeep is acting strange. It starts, but my battery gauge is bouncing from 8 to 15. I'm afraid that it might not start. Do you think that it is a electrical short or a battery problem? Question mark. Thanks. Brecca, here in Oklahoma City. Oh, yeah, Oklahoma City. Time for a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate, Oklahoma. KZLS, AM 1640. Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and all the cities in between all those cities. Appreciate each and every one of you being with us on KZLS, AM 1640. Brecca, this is an easy one. I think I might have. I'm glad I picked you out of the bag, and I do have, if you will, email me back with your an address that I can send you some good wash drops and some Meguiar's, clean the inside. I've got a bottle of odor eliminator. Not saying the inside of your car, Brecca, is dirty, this Jeep, but Jeep? Oh, yeah, Jeeps are dirty on the inside and outside. It better be, Brecca. You better be using that Jeep. Hey, what color is that? Is that fluorescent green? And do you have lower insurance rates because of the bright color? Man, those Jeeps have great, like a burnt orange, too. That stands out really well. Anyway, let's get off the colors. Okay. Brecca, your voltmeter is jumping like jumping beans, I guess. I don't know. 8 to 15. It's like a slot machine. 8 to 15, 8 to 15. Who will be the winner? 9, 10, 11, 12. It's an easy fix. It's not the battery. Brecca, your gauge is more than likely, because it's a Jeep, it's working correctly, and there's never been really any problems with the Jeeps. Again, is it a Wrangler? Anyway, let's get back to the word Jeep, the brand Jeep. You have a alternator diode trio inside the alternator sticking on you, causing it to charge, not charge, and your voltmeter on the dash that you're saying goes from 8 to 15 is reading what it's doing correctly. So, a lot of mechanical argon jargon words there, diode trio, all that, but just replace the alternator and you'll be fine. Your Jeep Wrangler, if it is a Wrangler, will be running just fine. That'll calm down the needle after you put a new alternator on it. Now, I don't know what your skill set is, but I'm starting a new thing here on Auto World saying 5 being the toughest, 1 being the easiest. Because a lot of the times, Our listeners here in Auto World wonder, well, he says I can do it, but how tough is it? So I'm starting a new thing here on Auto World and giving it a rate gauge, okay? Rate gauge, 1 being the easiest, 5 being the hardest. An alternator is about a 3. The biggest and baddest part of it, Brecca, you can do it yourself, but remember the slipping of the wrenches in my hands? But you do need a memory saver on the battery before you disconnect the battery to disconnect the alternator. And if you don't have, folks, a memory saver that plugs into the OBD2 port, and that is where you get your engine, your car scanned, by the way, by the scan company, the scam company called Technician Scam Repair Shop. Not scam, but you're scanning the computer. You have to have a memory saver that you plug in there and plug that memory saver into an additional power source to keep the computer alive, Brecca, while you take the alternator off. So, on that terms, if you do not have the tools to do the alternator replacement, then it starts to become a number 5 on my rate scale of how hard to do. So, that you have to gauge. Do you have a battery memory saver tool? Yes, you can buy them. It just costs money. So overall, it might be cheaper for you, Brecca, there in Oklahoma City, just to go to the repair shop and say, Mark Evans, Auto World, certified master technician, said, put an alternator on this bad boy. Let's get it in, Brecca, and let me know how I diagnosed and how I did. That's how I rate myself, 1 to 5, 1 to 5. I always want to be, well, 1 being the best. That's how I do it. Anyway, hey, look at that. Third hour, the garage door starting to come down. Oh, goodness, we never did get to the drive for the cure. 75 days. We're going to get to that next week, folks. I do appreciate you sharing your time with me each and every week. I want to thank everybody that helps put the show on. Of course, Axelrod, Alex, my producer, thank you. General Motor George, he's in the house this week. My chief engineer, he keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Thank you. More affiliates to come. Lugnut Leap, Program Director, Marketing Manager of GCN, Genesis Communications Network. He's keeping the wheels on this wagon. And T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. And, of course, I did mention my stylist, didn't I? Lawnmower Larry, keeps my hair looking good. Oh, yeah, Loudmouth Jay, the janitor, keeps my microphone clean. Oh, yeah, my customer care expert, who cares, Willie? PR Director, Bobby B. Esser, be careful of him. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.